Reggae music is loved and recognized worldwide for its inspirational and uplifting messages. In addition to artists, responsibility for honing the sounds and lyrics that have come to define the genre over the years has been the work of numerous outstanding producers and songwriters. As part of our Reggae Month interview series, acclaimed songwriter and producer Michael Mikey Bennett dropped by the JIS Radio Studio 58A, where he discussed some of his accolades with host Vaughn Davis and weighed in on the state of reggae music today. We bring you an excerpt of that interview.
Reggae, it's like life is about cycles. Life is about waves, you know. If you stay on the beach, you see the waves coming and going. That is how life is.
The ebb and the flow.
Yeah. So music, especially in this day, are personality-led commodities.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty much like sports. So it was Michael Jordan, now is then Kobe Bryant, now is LeBron James, and you know, and the Cavaliers. So music is really about, people don't just go to stage show because a reggae show has been happening. It's because you're able to name some celebrities. So it is based on individuals. So is sports. I mean, so what you find now is that what I think we don't have that Coxon Dodd had was to look out in the yard of his studio and see the likes of a Dennis Brown, a Delroy Wilson, a Bob Marley, I think.
They found him, you know.
Yeah. So there at that time you had few producers chasing probably a lot of artists. Now it's totally reversed.
Yeah.
But I don't think ever again no producer have that kind of, luxury at that quality of vocals. Are we talking about some of the great vocals of the world, you know, not just Jamaica? Can we think about a Dennis Brown and a Delroy Wilson and a Ken Booth and a John Holt? These are just alternatives. These are classic singers who can stand up with anybody in any genre, you know. So that was what it was in his thing. And then I remember now that he had set of the Scatlites who were jazz musicians who, in an effort to make the thing more Jamaican and thing, brought all the musical knowledge I want, brought all the experience of the street and thing to think. So that was the thing. So what I think Jamaica is in need of right now, not that it's not here, it's just that it's a template that does some research, try and find these young people, encourage them to come and provide a training program that can, pretty much like what track and field does.
We're going to get into that mentorship.
But that is what I think, in terms of the thing, I think the melodies, if I was to have, my biggest problem with popular music right now is that the melodies are too similar.
Okay.
Right.
Same drum patterns, rhythm patterns.
Yeah, and it's the melodies. And I think what is that, because I think singers, this really good singers, have not taken up the challenge of becoming, of, you know, maintaining the excitement the way the DJs or the singers have.
Okay.
You know, singer, them have voice pretty, so them just, you know. But when you think about somebody like a Sizzler, the kind of chances him take on records, him exciting, and him not say, boy, I mean, he's not a singer, so I'm not going to, him trying everything, and, you know, so him bring this interest to the whole thing, as opposed to people who just
staying in their lane and sing, just doing the same thing over and over again.
But then, what happens is that because of that now, and because we don't have the natural, what you call it now, nets, quality nets that we used to have. Because everybody can put out anything. We have too much mediocre things that slip into the cracks that sound so much alike.
Exactly.
Same melodies.
Because the barrier to entry is so anything can cross the border.
You can almost, there's a them song about them this and that, and then if there's a mama song, there's a thousand mama song that have
just
the same melody.
Just find these categories. Mama song, bad mind song,
the bad
thing
song.
All right, okay.
So them very easy. And every now and then the chronics come out with this fresh air of melodies and topics.
So it sounds like this frustration with the state of things, the sameness, is what kind of spurred you to get into the mentoring side of things to see if you can culture the young artists to appreciate.
And a reality that we weren't monetizing the music as much as we could.
Acclaimed songwriter and producer Michael Mikey Bennett in an interview with Vaughn Davis inside JIS Radio's Studio 58A. Catch the full interview on our YouTube channel at Jamaica Information Service, Studio 58A.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.